So, over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge. And I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge. So, lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period. But the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen slash watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA podcast. I'm joined today by Melissa. She is a client, or a finished up client, who I'm excited to kind of sit back and hear her tell her story from start to finish. It's just always a pleasurable experience. You guys know that. You guys love it. So first of all, welcome, Melissa.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me. This is kind of new to me, podcasting thing, so I'll do my best.
Great, you're gonna do great. So just imagine it's a bunch of girls who really, really want to hear what happened, because we've all been through it too, or we're going through it.
So, would you do me the pleasure of telling us who you are, where you're from, how old you are, how long you had HA, and then just tell us the story of what happened?
For sure. So I'm Melissa. I'm from Manitoba, Canada, rural town, little, it's like, yeah, middle of nowhere, basically. I'm 33 years old. I got HA when I was 32. I had it for 13 months, actually. I got it December, or not December, January of last year was kind of like when I lost my cycle. And I kind of didn't have a clue as what was going on or why I lost it, so to speak. And just a lot of questions. Or no, it wasn't even last year. It was the year I'm getting lost in time already. But long story short, I lost it for 13 months. And yeah, once you turn over 30, the years just all combine, I swear. But
Yeah, I agree.
yeah, I lost it for 13 months. Basically, I was somebody that was working with a nutrition coach and was working out in the mornings and doing the typical thinking I'm eating really healthy, working out, trying to progress in the gym. But then I entered a cutting phase, which for my stats, I guess some background information about me is I'm 5'11". And at the time, I just completed the typical, bulking cutting situation. So my coach put me in a cut and he basically wanted to put me under 1500 calories, which I refused. So then he drew the line and put it right at 15, never gave me any rhyme or reason. Of course, I am the typical type A personality. You tell me something, I will do it and I will do it well. Well, long story short, he kept me there for 7 months. He basically didn't give me any refeed days or any like diet breaks or anything. He kept me there 7 months. And of course, I just kept following along. So it was from September through January that I kept at this cut. And I kept like working out religiously. I wouldn't miss, because that was his slogan, was literally, we don't miss. So of course, Miss Type A did not miss. Ever. Like my husband and I, we would go on vacation. I'd be working out. I'd be tracking. I would look up menu items ahead of time. Like I was that person
Yeah.
to a T. And I kind of started noticing. So I lost my cycle in like January was like the last one. And it wasn't even, I wouldn't even call it a cycle. It was like some spotting. And then that was it. But prior to, I was noticing that I was having major PMS symptoms, which wasn't something usual to me. And my period was becoming shorter and shorter, which again, I don't really have a long cycle when naturally cycling to begin with, but it was really short. Like I would say 2 days, which is extremely short for me. And yeah, it went away. And I couldn't understand. Like I couldn't make sense of it either, because I'm like, okay, I'm healthy. I'm eating like super high protein diet, right? He had me at like 170 grams of protein and 1500 calories. So again, at
Whoa.
4 grams. So that took up a good part of my calories. And my fats were like 50 grams, or not 50, 40, which now knowing more about fats and the importance
Really
of,
low.
for female health and
Really
everything
low.
else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I'm sorry I'm saying this, but my hair looked like shit. My nails were brittle as, as brittle as you can get. And my libido was just gone. I was getting acne left, right, and center. It was just like I wasn't me. And I was constantly irritable. Like it was the weirdest feeling ever. And that was 13 months of my life. And I can't imagine people who have it longer, but to not to know that that wasn't me, but yet here I am going day in, day out in this overdrive or overdriven state. So I stopped working with him because I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like I was experiencing burnout left, right, and center at this point. And my husband's like, hey, you need to take a step back. But I didn't realize that it was still overeating, or no, undereating and overexercising, because I ended up putting myself up to like 1800 calories, and then I was going to go up again and nothing was changing. So I was actually sitting at like 2000 and I still wasn't getting my cycle back. So that was kind of when I started, okay, I'm going to reach out to the Canadian healthcare. and that threw me in for a loop, because they sent me for blood work. They would listen to my heart and they're like, oh, you have like an athletic heart. And I'm like, I'm 5'11", 170 pounds. I have an athletic heart. Like, I'm not an athlete by any means. So I was kind of wondering about that, because it was beating. So like, I had little heartbeats, right? Like, it was probably...
I had the exact same experience as you. And they hooked me up to these like electrodes and tracked my, like how much blood my heart was pumping and how frequently it was pumping. And they were like, were you an endurance athlete, or are you an endurance athlete? It's like, I have never run a day in my life. Like, I have not. What are you talking about? And I think in hindsight, I see that everything was just down regulated. And so it's almost like there's this sliding scale or something, where it's like suddenly the down regulated version of your body can trick the medical system into thinking you're actually really healthy.
Because again, when they ask me if I'm like an athlete and stuff, I'm like, this girl does not run. I'm not a runner by any means. Like, no, not my thing. And I was dumbfounded by that. And then they did my blood work and everything came back normal. And I'm like, okay, something's wrong. I had them test for my thyroid. I had them test like hormones, all that stuff. It came back normal. And I got thrown to then, not a pediatrician. Why am I blanking on it? Anyways, I got thrown to another women's doctor, and she basically encouraged me to read No Period Now What, because she was asking me questions and whatnot, because she made me go for blood work and everything else. And this was a few, or I would say 3 months after, because I had to wait to get to see her, because again, that's the wait time. So again, three months delayed. And everything came back the same, looks good. You must be like in shape, whatever. But she told me to read the No Period Now What book. And I started reading it and I'm like, can this be me? And I really question it. Cause again, I didn't consider myself super small, but then I got to the chapter where it's like HA can happen to anyone at any size. It just depends on your body. And I'm like, no, like I really struggled believing it. And then I was kind of researching it online and I came across the HA Society. And then I started reading your posts and stuff like that and like the blog, and it kept going on. And I'm like, okay, so maybe this is what I'm dealing with. And yeah, next thing you know, Ashley, I sat on one of your guys's Zooms that you had, one of your friends, I sat on it, and it sounded so like, the way she broke it down was just like, okay, this kind of really does sound like me. So then I signed up for it, and yeah, the rest is kind of history. You kind of got me for the last 3 months, basically.
Yeah, great. So it's actually fun. We don't have a lot of people, like 13 months is a shorter time frame to have HA for people in our community. So it's cool to get you on it and hear you kind of say, like, because it had happened, so you had already had like a full adulthood by the time you contracted HA. So you were able to identify, like, you're not being yourself. Whereas a lot of other people have had this going on for so long. And you know, me, like I had HA, I think at about 21, 20, maybe 20, 19, 20. And then had it for so long that eventually I just thought, like, this is me, this is my personality. I am this way. So it's cool that you were able to kind of identify that and then have that probably as a motivating factor. It's like, why am I just not patient? Why do I not feel great? Why am I irritable? So that's cool. So thank you for sharing. And yes, that experience of like the doctors are saying, not only is nothing wrong with you, but you're fine. Like you're good. This,
yeah,
no wonder we have such a hard time like taking action and making changes. So I think that that's so cool that you went through that. You did that. Love that.
It was a roller coaster because I wanted answers, and I figured they would just tell me like, this is what's going on with your body. Like there had to have been something they could see, but no. And they did even put me on the estrogen and progesterone. I did a cycle of that, and they had hopes of like making my period come. It never did come.
Just why they think that that's going to do anything is actually wild. It was like, that's a totally different episode, but okay. And then it's a good point too. So I love that you kind of were able to break down what your macros were. So I had such a similar experience too, where it wasn't the same company where their slogan was like, we never miss, but it was absolutely the same sentiment. And it was the same like culture. Like we don't miss a day. Some macro tracking companies are like, or coaches or whatever, like you don't have to bother tracking like cucumber. It's just like, fine. But then the one I was in was like, no, you're tracking lettuce leaves. Like you're tracking cucumber. Like you're not going over your macros and you're not missing a day. You're always doing the best you can with really high protein, moderate carb, and extremely low fat. I think the lowest fat I had was like 32.
So, and I could just imagine what your hair and nails and all that, because like I had such bad, like my female hormones, everything was just bad. Like I seen
just
it.
Trash.
And
it's such a difficult way to eat. Like it's a lot of work to actively avoid fat while actively having tons of protein.
Mm-hmm.
Like how are you supposed to do that? The only way to do that is a lot of egg whites and protein powder.
And Greek yogurt.
You're not going to get there.
0%.
Greek yogurt. 0% yogurt. Yeah, you're right. And maybe like shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Seafood, whitefish. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
I wouldn't recommend it. I think what's hard is that what's hard for me to even explain is that I am a part-time nutrition coach as well. And I would never put my clients in this situation, but here I am listening to this guy coach of my own telling me to just keep going. You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost at your goal weight. And it kept being like, okay, you're 10 pounds away. Oh, you're 7 pounds away. You're 5 pounds away. Just keep going a little bit longer. Like, you're so close, because I wanted to hit 165 and I couldn't. My body definitely was like, this is not your life. Like, what are you doing, woman?
Yeah. What did you say? You're like 5'11"?
I'm 5'11". Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
like, isn't that crazy how much, you know, we, because so like even as a nutrition coach, I have no idea, I don't think, why you don't treat yourself the way you would treat a client. I think you probably won't do that again. I'm sure now you would treat yourself as you would a client. It's like we have to go through this realization that we see ourselves differently, and whether or not it's seeing ourselves as not worthy for some reason of like it's okay for you to do what's best for you and your health, but it's not okay for me. For me, in order to be accepted and loved, I need to fit this mold. So like the expectations and beliefs we have around ourselves are completely separate to the ones that we have for others. It's very interesting psychology.
It is. And that's 100% spot on, because I would never want anyone else to kind of go through that, to feel so depleted tired to sit through Christmas and like make your plate look boring as hell and watch your family enjoy everything around you. And you're like, no, I got my goals. And it was just, it was embedded in me, like basically. And that's all I knew. And I think the other thing that I really now preach is not working out fasted, because I would wake up 5 a.m., work out, strength train, and I probably wouldn't eat until like with work, depending if I was on a road or whatnot, I wouldn't eat till like 9-ish. So I've been up since 5 a.m. I did a strength training workout. I would walk on the treadmill because I had to hit 12K steps. That's what he wanted me to hit, was 12K steps a day. And I don't know. I was just programmed to do it every morning, and every morning that alarm went off. I dreaded it. I really genuinely did, but I still did it.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go. I sometimes wonder what actual strength gains would I have made if I actually ate breakfast in a timely manner around training and like around training. If I did not always push myself to do the most amount of activity on the least amount of food, what actually would have happened to my strength goals? I feel like I was pushing so hard to get stronger, build muscle in the gym, but I wasn't pushing hard in the kitchen. In the kitchen, I was totally sabotaging myself the entire time. In the name of being muscular but lean. And it's just like, not how it works, but we build this weird like self-loathing based belief or something that like, if I feed myself and train, I'm probably just going to get fat, like some story we haven't heard. Like, it's not, the science isn't going to apply to me, right?
Yeah.
And that, like, that's crazy town. Like, now that the blinders are off, I see, no, I would have been healthy. Would I have not been some stupid low body fat percentage? Of course, I would have more body fat. That would be ideal. I would feel good. I would be healthy. And whatever, dude, I would look great. This whole thing, the whole thing is madness. We just, yes, we just someone tells us what our goal is for us and we don't even question it and we just do the instructions. And mm-hmm. even as a nutrition coach yourself, you just didn't even like question it. You just did what someone else said to do.
No. And I do admit I am that typical type A person though. Cause like, even with my full-time job, they tell me to do something. I do it well. So I don't have to do it again. Right. So I think, and he used to always comment, he's like, you're like the perfect client. And I'm like, well, I guess so, but take it as a compliment and just keep chugging along miserably. Mm-hmm. And I think I was so influenced to hit that goal because again, I lost 120 pounds. Like I grew up overweight. So feeling thin with like, it was great. Like I thought I was going to love it, but I felt like a bag of shit, to be honest. And that was like the most eye-opening thing was like, how is this worth it? And even like the discussion I would try to bring forward was like reverse dieting and like getting to my maintenance. That conversation really didn't go anywhere with them. And I'm like, so what is our plan afterwards? And I didn't get an answer, which is weird.
Oh yeah, there is no plan. Like people, especially women, why would you want anything else but to just keep pursuing this one goal till the end of time? Oh, absolutely. Okay. All right. So you go through all of that. You figure out this is an issue. You find our website, you do all the thing, and we start working on it. What do you think were the biggest changes as you look back? Is there anything that you're like, okay, changing this, whether it was not doing something or eating more of something, blah, blah, like what do you think were the big needle movers for you?
Eating like over 20. So what conveniently happened was when I signed up with you guys, my husband and I went to Canmore, Alberta. So Rocky Mountains in Canada, Banff National Park, et cetera, for holidays for a week. And I gave myself permission to eat the foods. And like, I'm sure I ate more than 2,500 calories a day, but I didn't care. I wanted the Rocky Mountain Bagel Factory bagel. I ate that bagel with salmon, capers, and cream cheese.
Like, all the things. Yeah. Never would you have a bagel and cream cheese your macros.
Or I would make sure the cream cheese is on the side and like I would put like the little skiff of white that it doesn't even cover the bread. It worked out that happened and we ate out because again, we're Airbnb-ing it. So most of our food was takeout and just trying some of the cool restaurants they have there because it's a touristy place. And that kind of put me into that, I guess, surplus. And then when I got home, I think it really hit me there, like how much I was actually starting to eat or like even like the amount of fats and stuff I was putting in. Cause I think we were still quite active. I would say we were walking a lot, snowboarding, skiing, et cetera. So it was pretty sweet. But then when I got home, I was not working out because I was told to like reduce my workouts or to do like the bare minimum and go like, basically, I think you gave me permission to do the movements, but to have like least weight possible. So I was I was basically doing body weight workouts like occasionally because I'm like, this is dumb. I'm like, I'm not challenging myself, but it wasn't dumb at the end of the day. But that was when I experienced like my lower body really like, I think I told you that I'm ballooning, called it.
Right.
Because I just felt like everything went to my like lower body. I remember my legs, like I had like restless leg syndrome at night and like I had to elevate them with a pillow and everything. And I'm just like, what is my body doing? Like I couldn't understand what was going on. And I'm like, I'm eating more food, but like, is this like the reaction I was expecting? I didn't know. So I remember emailing you about that and just even like feeling just bloated and like how quickly the weight did come back on. And then it kind of just, it went up and then dropped ever so slightly and then stayed there. So,
and at what point did you get the period?
So it wasn't shortly after. How many, like, it came quickly after that. Yeah, because it wasn't shortly after I started with you guys, and I had that, you kind of gave me that talking where, or I read my protocols with you, and it was like, eat the food, reduce your activity, etc. It came within 30 days, wasn't it? It was fairly quick.
Yeah. So I have it here to zoom right out, because you had put in your entire...
Oh, God. Since my, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Since it went MIA.
Yeah, for so long, you like literally had major shot 1,000 days, like whatever it was. Okay, yeah. So you started basically making the changes on the 15th of March, and you had your period on the 8th of April. So not long.
Yeah.
Which was great. And then most importantly, the second one came in a very timely manner, over 29-day cycle. Ovulation on day 20. Yeah, and just linear progress from there, right? So where are we at now? Then you've had then you had a 31-day cycle with a 13-day luteal phase. It got better progressively. And now you're on your way to having your fourth one. So yeah, you did it. And like, you know, was it probably uncomfortable for you to suddenly have all of the weight that you had worked so hard to get rid of just like flood back to your lower body? Yeah, probably. But it's like, that's interesting information. Like when you think about how quickly the body did that, it had to have wanted to do that the whole time. And it's like, we're fighting against it. And so as soon as you let it go, it gains this weight so quickly and it's jarring, but it's just a sign that it's so necessary.
Mm-hmm. And just even like, especially for my work now, cause I'm on the road quite a bit with my job, full-time job, mm-hmm. Waking up at 5:30 and not just like resorting to working out, but actually like eating a breakfast and starting a day off like nourished and full versus completely depleted for X amount of hours. It's a different feeling. And I was so used to being in that overdrive state. And I can't even describe it, because now I'm like energized and ready to go. Whereas my mornings would drag on and just, it would seem like a lifetime every morning that I was stuck in that routine.
Yeah, it's like you're your own slave driver. You're your own slave driver in your head saying, hey, you can't have food and you must go and do this slave work. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder why our hypothalamus is detecting a threat. That's what's happening. So often, you know, letting go of that, like, restriction, rigidity, rules, routine piece of it is a very important part of the process. When people mm-hmm. try only to recover on purely increasing their calories, but a lot of their rules and restrictions are still in place, they don't usually get a lot of results. So I love that for you.
I remember messaging you too. This is a funny one, but where I just like, I ate the sweet potato fries. And I remember my husband sitting there, because I wouldn't eat fries from like some restaurant, right? Because they're deep fried, right? Like, heaven forbid. And I just remember sitting down and eating them. And my husband looked at me, because he's like, I don't even remember the last time you ate fries when you were, like this was new. And he's like, I think he enjoyed seeing this side of me more so than the super restrictive one, right?
Yeah, they just want you to be happy. They detect it in us, our partners. Like, you're doing this thing mm-hmm. that makes you unhappy. Sometimes you're a bit hangry. Sometimes you're extra tired. You're not interested in him anymore. And
then suddenly you're joining them in like fun. Like guys are often just so much better at having fun. And to them, it's like, they just want to go and have a burger and fries and they want you to eat it with them and hang out with them. And like, that's all so many of them are asking for. And like, what a wonderful gift to give them.
Yeah, to give him back his old wife, basically.
Yes, exactly. The person that you probably went on like dates early on and ate foods like that and were spontaneous and were easygoing. And then we like find these partners and we settle down and then we get these other goals and we ask our partner to accept and support those goals.
Mm-hmm.
They result in us changing a lot. And yeah, sometimes this is what happened. So yeah, like,
yeah,
good for him. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
And we thank him for his patience. Okay. All right. So
he had to have a lot of patience with me. Like I had zero patience at that point in my life. Like it was 13 months of just irritability. Like, yeah.
You know, if this was the other way around and guys were doing the whole weight loss thing more than us and becoming grumpy and irritable, we would just not be having any of it.
No, not at all. So kudos to him.
Yeah. okay, cool. So you basically stopped with restriction. Fat intake went up. All of the macronutrients went up. Calories went up. And you responded really quickly. And that was something that was really great about you was it was easy. It was easy is easier said, but it was quick for you to implement and see the results. Yes, it was challenging, which you shared, you know, a few of those things, but it's felt so worth it on the other side. Is there anything else that you would share or want the audience to know who are going through this themselves and want to be able to make the changes that you made?
I think the biggest thing I want others to hear is like, again, you don't need to be super tiny to get HA, because that's something I never thought I would get again, because I don't consider myself tiny. And that like, you need to feel your body and you're not your best. Like I always chuckle now and I'm just like, you're not yourself when you're not, when you're hungry or whatever, like the Snickers commercial. Yeah. And I'm like, that's bang on, like for anyone watching that. So living in that depleted state is not a way to live whatsoever. So feel your body. You shouldn't be waking up and feeling tired and exhausted every day. And like, if you're noticing like the hair falling out, the dry hair, your nails, everything, your skin looking dull, like, oh my gosh, my skin was horrible. And not even just like acne, but like sunken eyes and everything. Like I just, yeah.
And then glow back.
Yeah. And then I guess what I really would want women to do is just, yeah, feel your body and trust like the HA like recovery process, because it works, but you do have to go that all in. I think you have to just allow yourself and give yourself permission to eat and be genuinely nourished, not just these macro nourished, so to speak.
Yeah. So good. Thank you so much. You did great, Melissa. This is a insightful story. It was, I feel like it's actionable. I feel like it's relatable. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing with everyone. Thanks, Danny.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed it. If you loved this episode, please shoot us a rating. Make sure you're subscribed and we'll see you guys all next week for another one. Bye. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So TempDrop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.